One of the most searing images from 2021. US Border Patrol agents chasing down Haitians trying to cross into Texas.
Hey, you use your women? This is why your country's because you use your women for them.
Those words and video provoked an outcry in the US and beyond. But in some ways, they were typical of another year in which people were on the move and doors were shut to them.
What kills me about this is that everyone knows what we Haitians are going through. There's no president, crime is high, students can't go to school, there's no work, the economy is down. People can't put up with that. Deportation is not good for us.
Other people with other problems from the Middle East trying to get into Poland. Neighboring Belarus had lured them in and encouraged them to try and cross, said the European Union. It's not just a matter of political will putting up barriers to migrants. The protocol for dealing with them in many countries is also hopelessly out of date, says the chief of staff of the IOM, the International Organization for Migration.
The tools, especially from a legal point of view, that governments have at their disposal are tailored for 60 years ago, when the movement and the reason for moving were different. So right now, in most parts of the world, the only way you have to get legally into a country is requesting asylum. But not all of those that are moving right now in the various region actually qualify for asylum based on international or national law.
Ambrosi says that means both an overcharging of asylum systems and ultimately sending people back home who might need help but don't fit the limited set of rules. But in 2021, there weren't just problems at the end of the journey. This year saw migrants stopped en route by natural and man-made hazards. In the Darien Gap, an area of jungle between Colombia and Panama, record numbers of migrants are crossing, trying to get from South America to the United States. But they're confronted not only by deadly snakes and spiders, but gangs who are systematically robbing and raping them. Many finish the route traumatized or not at all.
It was horrible because I felt I couldn't do it anymore. My feet were injured and I was thinking of my children. I thought that my baby wasn't going to make it.
In Mexico, further up the route, authorities forced those who did get through their southern border to head north on foot.
People start walking before dawn because the heat of the day here in Chiapas is intense, gets above 30 degrees, and it's hard to cover these distances with that sun beating down.
Those heading from the Horn of Africa, trying to get work in Saudi Arabia, have to travel through war-torn Yemen. Many don't arrive. And there are still many Libyans drowning in the Mediterranean after fleeing their country in overcrowded boats. These people were rescued in November, but more than 70 died in a wreck the same month. It's not just those heading overseas. The IOM reports a dramatic increase in internal migration, those fleeing within their own country. 5.5 million in Afghanistan alone and 4 million in war-wracked Yemen. We asked the head of the Norwegian Refugee Council if things look better for next year.
I'm not optimistic, really. Number one, there is much more climate-fueled displacement, natural disasters. Every year, 4 times more people are displaced by natural disasters than by conflict at the time when there is record displacement also by conflict. And you also have, at the same time, a waning international solidarity with those who are fleeing. So those who now try to cross a border to escape violence are meeting barbed wire.
A bleak panorama for those forced to flee their homes as we head into 2022. John Holman, Al Jazeera, Mexico City.